This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. There were competing political demonstrations in Hong Kong today. School teachers marched in support of pro-democracy activists who have been staging demonstrations for almost 3 months and against police brutality. Feng Weihua was one of the march leaders.
We want to protect our students, our youngsters. So teachers are willing to come out and speak for the youngsters and also stand by them so that they are not alone.
Across Victoria Harbour, a pro-government rally called for an end to the often violent anti-government protests. More are scheduled through the weekend in the Chinese semi-autonomous territory. Last weekend's action at Hong Kong Airport spilled over into the work week, crippling one of the busiest air travel hubs for several days, sparking clashes between demonstrators and riot police. In the northwestern U.S. state of Oregon, more than two dozen local, state, and federal law enforcement agencies are in Portland to help deal with a radical right-wing rally scheduled for later today. AP correspondent Mike Hempen has a report.
The rally is being organized by a member of the Proud Boys and is expected to include the American Guard, the Three Percenters, and the Daily Stormers. The Southern Poverty Law Center has designated the Proud Boys as a hate group and the others as a white nationalist group, an anti-government militia, and a neo-Nazi group. Local anti-fascist protesters will also likely be there to oppose the right-wing groups. Portland Police Lieutenant Tina Jones tells KOIN-TV the department wants to ensure public safety.
Law enforcement personnel's role is to protect and serve the public, and this is done neutrally.
Portland officers will be assisted by lawmen from more than two dozen other agencies. I'm Mike Hempen.
Iconic American film actor Peter Fonda has died after suffering respiratory failure from lung cancer. He died at his home in Los Angeles. Peter Fonda was 79. From Washington, this is VOA News. The UN